You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Singer-songwriter Ani DeFranco recently published her memoir, No Walls and the Recurring Dream. DeFranco is currently on a concert tour. She spoke with KMUW's Jed Bodwin and told him writing the book provided a number of emotional challenges.
Up, points the spire on the steeple. God's work isn't done by God, it's done by people.
So what was the actual writing of this book like? Was this something where you went back through journals and looked at bits and pieces here and there? Or was it something where you got up each day and, say, wrote from 8 a.m. till noon?
I had nothing to go on. You know, my journals are much more esoteric chicken scratch that maybe made its way into songs along the way, but there's no prose journaling for me. I'm on too much of a high-speed adventure, I think. So I had to just sit down, tabula rasa, in this deep fog of I can't remember, and stare into that fog for months on end and sort of slowly start to discern shapes.
And half of learning how to play is learning what not to play. And she's learning the spaces she leaves.
Yeah, I mean, that is like, you know, memoir and so forth does present that challenge of, is this really what happened, or is this memory?
Yeah. It's all so subjective, right? I mean, yeah. I was terrifyingly aware of that along the way and tried to train my brain away from what will people think, people starting with my mother, my brother, my near and dear who appear in this book. You know, I, of course, was afraid that they would all go, no, that's not right. I have heard some confirming reports, you know, which I'm so gratified and grateful, you know, for the love and support of my near and dear. And, you know, even, you know, a friend of mine who appears in the book saying, at first I was reading thinking, no, that's not right. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, I sort of blocked that.
Life used to be lifelike, now it's more like showbiz. I wake up in the night. Don't know where the bathroom is now. Don't know what town I'm in or what sky I'm under now.
Were there things that when you kind of came up against writing about them, you know, I would imagine, for instance, writing about the passing of your father and so forth, were there things that became really, you sort of relived them either?
Oh, yeah. I mean, lots of stopping for days to sob, you know, and just kind of, yeah, getting all the way back there was a dicey proposition. And not only the writing of it, but then the recording of it. I agreed to do an audio book, and I sat down in front of the microphone to then speak this very intimate stuff that I'd written, and I just completely panicked. It's hard to even explain. I felt trapped and very panicky. I didn't know if I was going to get through those 4 days, but I realized that the process of writing involved a game of pretend that I've practiced now for many decades and hundreds of songs, which is to pretend you're alone when long enough to create something and just push very practicedly away the, you know, what will happen, what will people think, what will they say, and just go into a space where you're alone and can speak unfettered and freely. But something about sitting down in front of the audiobook microphone made me realize, okay, this game of pretend is over.
I am not a pretty girl. That's not what I do. I am no damsel in distress. And I don't need to be rescued. So put me down, punk. Wouldn't you prefer a maiden fair? Isn't there a kitten stuck up a tree somewhere?
say something they find hard to hear. They chalk it up to my anger, never to